The Dunning-Kruger effect was a study conducted by the researchers David Dunning and Justin Kruger out of Cornell University in 1999. They tested groups of people on various subjects, and what they found was that the people in the bottom 25% of the scorers actually thought they were in the top 25%. When a group scored a measly 12%, they actually thought they scored 62%. Conversely, those in the top 25% did not think they had scored that high. Dunning and Kruger coined this the dual burden. Overly confident people can be ignorant, and they are ignorant about their own ignorance. Now, from thedecisionlab.com, in one study, 42% of employees at a high-tech software engineering company assessed their own performance as being in the top 5%. Of course, this is mathematically impossible. It is important, however, because it shows that learning and growth opportunities that we may lose out on in the corporate world. If 42% of your employees think that 95% of the company operates at levels below themselves, that means that 42% of employees will not take opportunities to learn from those that are actually in the top 5%. They may think that they know best and therefore miss chances to grow and develop their skills. Meanwhile, if the real top 5% don't actually see themselves as particularly talented, they may miss leadership opportunities like professional development, teaching fellowships, or even mentoring incoming employees. Self-awareness of employees' performances can greatly impact company growth and development. Now, this has many implications. First, if we are overly confident about our abilities, we're likely to shut down guidance and counsel from others, thinking that we are more intelligent than those around us, and then we close off communication and potential learning. A more practical example would be those in training environments, thinking that they have it all figured out, or perhaps falsely believe that they have excelled in a certain skill. When the exact same scenario happens in a real emergency incident, that same person flounders when the real world meets the person head on. Second, if you're somebody who underestimates your abilities, then you may be less likely to see opportunity, you may be less likely to take a leadership role, you're less likely to make decisions, and that damned imposter syndrome is going to creep its way into your subconscious. And imposter syndrome is just being the fear of getting figured out, quote unquote, by others, and then thinking that you're a fraud and or you're undeserving of your position or success. Now, the practical example here would be knowing that you actually do have the answer, but you don't want to openly share it for fear of it being incorrect, it not being received kindly, or you're just coming off as a know-it-all. On an emergency incident, instead of taking a more open and communicative role, you wait for direction or guidance from a superior, or you let somebody else make the observation, and then they take the credit. Third, but to a lesser extent, if you are successful and are someone who excels in a certain position, you may incorrectly assume that everyone around you hold the same position. This will have a negative effect because you now expect others to behave and operate in ways similar to you, only to be discouraged when their output doesn't match yours. So it may not be a difference in discipline or output. It may just mean that you need to have more patience and help others gain the necessary knowledge and skills to advance and get it to a higher level to where you might be. So here's some quick traits to be mindful of when identifying the Dunning-Kruger effect in your organization. Overconfident people are more likely to pursue leadership positions and hurt the overall organization in these higher positions. Overconfident people are less likely to be taught by others. Just because someone shares knowledge confidently doesn't mean it isn't misinformation. So trust but verify. Don't hold back talented people because they may be underestimating their abilities. Do not dismiss criticism from others. And much like the knowledge use gap that we've talked about, people don't know what they don't know, and they may not realize where missteps are because they don't have the fundamental knowledge on a certain topic. It takes a trusted group and a lot of self-awareness to identify this and then course correct. And then comparison may not actually be the thief of joy in certain circumstances. Having an awareness to check in with others and realize how you stack up is finding out whether or not you need to increase your knowledge or are you actually on track. Now, there are some other research bodies out there that have tried to debunk or even minimize the Dunning-Kruger's findings. Eric Gaze and his colleagues at Bowdoin College created randomly assigned fictitious people and numbers using mathematical equations, and then his colleague Ed Neufer provided a scientific literacy test to college students to prove the Dunning-Kruger effect is overestimated. So we had two separate studies come out of the same place. What they found was that there are still a percentage of people, what they found was right around 16%, that are still going to overestimate their abilities. But what they found was closer to 80% from randomized fictitious mathematical equations, but then also their scientific literacy test with real college students was closer to 80% of the majority realized that they do not know what they do not know, and they were actually in line with assessing their true capabilities. Now, regardless of the number, what we're finding out, though, is that there are still going to be a percentage of people that overestimate their abilities, and then some that will also underestimate. So here are the brass tacks. To avoid all of this mess, you need to solicit feedback from others, gain insight into your peers' abilities so you can adjust to meet them and their needs. And if a whole group of people are telling you that you're the go-to person regarding a certain skill or topic, you should probably believe them. The implications on the fire ground are that people may place themselves in positions where their overconfidence doesn't match reality, or that someone, in believing that they are not as proficient as they actually are not going to be willing to speak up when they rightly recognizing something worth mentioning. So be the catalyst for accountability, awareness, and change.